Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Meanwhile, we have a Friday four-pack, Patriots and Seahawks. Four questions for you about the game this weekend. Billy Lanny, where are we starting with our Friday four-pack?
Okay, if you could take any player off the Seahawks and give them to the Patriots, who would it be?
Okay, so this one, last week we were back and forth between Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. This week, I'm going Metcalf. I love DK Metcalf. Yeah. And I just said I think Gonzalez can slow him down, maybe even shut him down. But I love the whole thing. He's giant. He's awesome. The dark visor, the whole thing. I like it. The Patriots should have taken him a few years ago instead of N'Keal Harry. So you want to right that wrong, go for it. DK Metcalf would be my pick off of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think he's a guy, one of the laundry lists of successful receivers that went right after N'Keal Harry. So we always bring him up. Now, I'm surprised how good he is. The way he came out of college, he's like, Jack, he looks like he should be in a strongman competition. I thought he was going to get hurt a lot. He's been way more durable than I thought, and he's been great. Tyler Lockett is really good, but it's also a little bit more of like, he's a nice complimentary piece. He's a nice possession receiver.
I like Lockett.
Good hands, like all that. But the real playmaker on that team is DK Metcalf. Also shows you the departure, I feel like. Normal Seattle teams, you could pick a guy or two off of defense and be like, oh, that guy you'd want.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bobby Wagner, long gone. All the Legion Boom guys, long gone. So I think you do have to look offense. And they have a trio of receivers who should be really good. Like Jackson Smith and Jigba should be really good. Those other Ohio State receivers have really talked him up, right? Wasn't it like Chris Olave really yep. likes him too? Yep. Like all those guys like him.
Garrett Wilson,
another guy that really liked him. He didn't really do much for me last year. And
he didn't do much week one.
No, he didn't do much week one at all. And so I'm with you. I think out of those three receivers, Metcalf is the best and clearly is what stands out on their team. So I'd take Metcalf.
I'm looking up the wide receivers in that draft. Was Smith and Jigba the first wide receiver taken? He was. So he went before Quentin Johnston, not good.
Quentin Johnston stinks.
Went before Zay Flowers, went before Jordan Addison.
They were all right in a row, though, weren't
they?
Yeah, they
were.
Pretty much four picks in a row.
Went before Knicks guy, Jaden Reed, Rashee Rice. I mean, some of these guys were second-rounders, but yeah. You know, you got to kind of wonder if Seattle had the right evaluation there. Yeah, I don't really even think it's much of a question who you'd take off
of
Seattle.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious. Like, their defense is like, kind of, I mean, Witherspoon.
Woolen.
Yeah, Woolen so was good.
Their corners are good. That's a good call.
Oye Mafi, he had like 13 sacks last year. I'd take him.
If Ken Walker were healthy, would you take him or Ramondre Stevenson?
No, I would take Stevenson over Walker. I think Walker's good, but I like Stevenson. I think he's better.
Okay. Put us down for DK Metcalf. You taking Metcalf there, Billy?
Yeah, easy.
I think that's the one.
That's the guy.
What Seahawks jersey, past or present, would you want?
I think I might go Earl Thomas.
Okay, so
I might go Legion of Boom.
We're in the same era, but different answer.
We're thinking Sherman, but I think I would go Earl Thomas. Obviously, like the old school one would be like a Steve Largent.
Yeah.
I usually go wide out or secondary. I think a Cortez Kennedy.
Nice.
Not to steal your answer yet, but I'm just naming like 20 guys. Cortez, no. Oh, Earl Thomas. He was one of those guys. He wasn't the biggest guy, but he hit the snot out of guys. And it was one of the last few years where safeties were allowed to really lay out guys over the middle. So I'll take Earl Thomas.
So I thought about Sean Alexander. Sean Alexander was, did he win an MVP?
He might have.
Sean Alexander was awesome.
Yeah.
He's on the cover of Madden.
He had like 5 touchdowns in a game, I think. I had him in fantasy that year.
I thought about Sean Alexander.
Good one.
Steve Largent has to cross your mind, but that's before my
time. It's a cool jersey, too, because they had like that lighter blue.
Well, and when they wear those throwbacks last weekend. The throwbacks
are nice.
Phenomenal.
That's a nice
If you're
jersey.
Telling me Seattle's wearing those this weekend, I might change my pick on
the
Patriots.
Yeah, 100% change that pick.
I went with Cam Chancellor, though. Same Legion of Boom.
He was a hoss.
Same position. You want to talk about knocking the snot out of people.
Yeah, you knocked the snot out of people.
And so I like Cam Chancellor. I like that whole secondary. Like, Brandon Browner was here in 2014. I thought about him. Put me down for Cam Chancellor. Who would you go with, Bill?
If I'm not going Marshawn Lynch, I'm going Brian Bosworth.
Oh, the Bos!
I like the old school. Yeah, I like old school look with Bosworth on the back. Would be a sick jersey.
Bos that's a nice pick. Is a really
just
good
running
one.
Running after Bo Jackson in the Old Kingdom. That's a good one. That's a good pick.
I like the Bos.
Yeah,
that one's hilarious. Yeah, Marshawn Lynch is also a really good one because he was a badass. All right, not a Seneca Wallace.
Ooh,
not going there.
Not a lot of Russell
Bobby
Wilson.
Wagner.
Not a lot of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no, Wagner's a good one.
Yep.
You guys like Jim Zorn? You're not going Jim Zorn on that?
not my picks. So there you go. That's the Seahawks throwback jersey. Who are we going with in our third question here, Bill? Or what are we going with?
Can the Seahawks make the playoffs?
I'm going to say no.
I say no as well because they're not in a bad division, right? So it's not like, you know, a toss-up division where they could sort of back in. Like, the Niners are going to win that division. So now you look to the wild card. And even though I still think the AFC is deeper and better than the NFC, I still don't think there's enough spots for a team like Seattle to get in.
Yeah, when we did our
tiers, they might finish last in their division, depending on how you feel about Kyler Murray.
When we had our tiers, I had them as a bottom tier team. I'm sorry, as second to bottom. I had them on the fourth tier.
Yeah.
And so, no, I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think the NFC is great. And look, you're talking about Jordan Love, that injury already throwing things a little bit out of whack.
Right.
Maybe it's a little more open than I would have thought, but no, I don't feel that Seattle is a playoff team in year one with Mike McDonald. I know we're going to get to this guy, Geno Smith. I still don't fully trust. Mm-hmm. They've been right around 500 the last couple of years. 1 year they were in, 1 year they were out. So again, I don't want to say they can't make the playoffs. I don't want to say it's impossible they're going to make the playoffs, but if you're asking me to like actually pick it, no, I'm not going to pick Seattle making the postseason because I don't trust most of that offense.
No, I think too many things would have to happen like around them, like in the NFC. Like there'd be like multiple Jordan Love type injuries to teams for them to get in. I think the Rams and the Niners alone are better in the division. Cowboys and Eagles are better out in the East. You know, the North is kind of loaded. So yeah, I don't think there's a spot for them.
Okay, so we both have them out of the postseason. What's our final question in the four pack here, Billy?
Is Geno Smith a top 16 quarterback?
So obviously, there's a lot. There's like 1,000 Pro Bowl replacements every year, and like famously, Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler. But Geno Smith has been a Pro Bowler the last 2 years since he got to Seattle.
2 years?
The last 2 years, he's been a Pro Bowler.
Okay.
In 2022, he threw 30 touchdowns to only 11 picks. Last year, he missed a couple of games, went down to 20 touchdowns, but only 9 picks. My first thought, though, is still no.
I lean no for sure.
I think it's a no, but what is that, 50 touchdowns to 20 picks over the last 2 seasons for him?
Yeah, like, it's like 4 years for Jacoby Brissett.
No, I know. Like, that's not bad. Like, he's way better than I thought.
His entire career? He doesn't have 50 touchdowns yet.
No, he probably doesn't. No, he had...
he's like 49.
Oh, Jacoby?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's played in almost as many games or a few more games for Seattle than for the Jets.
Okay.
And he's thrown twice as many touchdowns.
Let me just go through. And you just tell me if you disagree with any names mentioned, okay? Because some of them are obvious.
Hit me in the face.
Mahomes.
Better.
Allen.
Allen's better.
Hurts.
Better.
Lamar.
Better.
Goff.
I don't love Goff. But okay. Better.
I'll give you Goff. I take Jared Goff. Right. Kyler Murray.
I do like Kyler Murray.
Okay. Dak.
Better.
Stroud.
Better.
Purdy.
I don't like Purdy either, but he's better.
Okay.
Is that 16?
No, I mean, not even close, but Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, I like, you know me, I like Baker Mayfield.
Okay. Stafford?
Yeah, probably.
Tua before he got hurt.
Nah. I don't know. It's close.
Maybe it's irrelevant close. Now. It's,
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I haven't even said Burrow yet.
Yeah.
You like Aaron Rodgers?
I do.
Okay.
Big fan.
Like Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson.
So now we got Jaden Daniels. So now
you're getting into it. So yeah, maybe he's right around 16.
I think he's outside that though. Like I think
like Kirk. You like Kirk Cousins?
Well, I did
before week one.
He was trash.
Kirk Cousins or Geno? I'd take Kirk Cousins.
Is it a primetime game? Because Kirk Cousins playing primetime this week, and he may be terrible.
Let's say yes. Even some of the rookies. Like if you're asking me, who would I rather have? I'd rather have Caleb Williams or Jaden, as bad as Caleb Williams was, or Jaden Daniels. Well,
long term, obviously, but sure. For this season?
Right now, yeah. I think I'd still rather have those guys over Geno Smith.
He probably is like in the 20s. Yeah. Like if you're ranking the 32 starters, right. He's probably in the
20s. If you move the line to is he top 20, maybe I would meet you there. But shocked he's made back-to-back Pro Bowls.
Yeah, me too. I think, well, part of it is with these guys, if you're bad or struggle for 5 years and then you're good, people, it's just so ingrained in their heads what you were with the Jets and like what you were with the Giants. It's like, oh, that guy stinks. And then he's a great example, and he should be the prime example for a guy like Mac Jones. For Mac Jones to be like, I'm not going to suck my whole career. And be like, well, yeah, well, give me any proof that you can turn it around. Oh, Geno Smith.
Geno Smith took forever, bounced around multiple teams, but ultimately he figured it out.
Also started as a rookie, I believe. He was a second-round pick. That was a terrible quarterback draft. EJ Manuel in the first round. Early second round was Geno Smith in 2013. Immediately started, went 8-8 for the Jets, but threw 21 picks. And only 12 touchdowns.
Not great.
Then started the next year for the Jets.
Got punched out by his teammate.
Yep. And then, yeah, right. And then started the next year for the Jets. And then after that, he was a backup for, 6 years before ultimately starting for Seattle. And he was actually in Seattle for a couple of years before he got the job.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's crazy the handoff that they did from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith, and I think they are going to drop off this year, but they started 1-0 with a victory last week over a bad Denver team. But like the run with Russell Wilson, since Wilson came in as a rookie in 2012, they went 11-5, made the playoffs, 13-3, won the Super Bowl, 12-4, lost the Super Bowl, 10-6, lost in the playoffs, 10-5-1, playoffs, 9-7, missed the playoffs, 10-6, 11-5, 12-4, those were all playoff seasons. Then they went 7-10, Russell Wilson's final year in Seattle. He was hurt that year, if you remember.
Yep.
So they trade him to Denver. They go 9-8 with Geno, make the playoffs. 9-8 last year, missed the playoffs.
Pete Carroll's a pretty good coach.
I mean, but that's just...
Oh,
you think about the transition to Geno Smith and how they've been able to like stay competitive and relevant? Like, that is impressive.
It's such an outlier, though, like how they were able to do it, because they drafted Russell Wilson in the third round. They signed Matt Flynn in free agency to a big contract. Russell Wilson wins the job out of camp. So there's not a lot of third-round pick starters right off the rip. And then to go from Russell Wilson to a... backup guy that was left for dead. He even had the great line. He was like, oh, well, everybody wrote me off, but I didn't write back.
Yeah.
He had one of those lines. You're like, all right, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
So Geno Smith came back. Like, but of all the ways to go from one quarterback to the other, like, that is bizarre. Like, they didn't use a first-round pick on any of these guys. They didn't like make a big trade for any of these guys. And they've been decent. And it's not like they have a guy waiting in the wings like a Drake May. They got Drake May's buddy, Sam Howell, who they traded for, but he himself was what, like a fifth-round pick?
Yeah.
And so he's the backup there.
And he
Washington gave up on him.
He started okay last year, but the wheels really came off. Yeah,
they fell off. So I guess they're going with Geno, at least for now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.